Good morning. I'm Kerry Martin with a look at the cattle markets on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC. Well, our futures market was closed yesterday for the Juneteenth holiday, so we'll take a look back at how the cattle markets wrapped up on Friday. And we ended things on a positive note Friday, both live and feeder cattle. Finishing higher with June live cattle up 27 cents, 138.02. August live cattle up 27, 136.57. The October up 35 at 142.42. Same thing on the feeder cattle market. Higher close across the board. August feeders up $1.65 on Friday, 172.95. The September up $1.57, 174.80. October feeder cattle up $1.55 at 176.52. It was a great week for the cash-fed cattle market last week. We continue to see strength in this market. Here in the South, we topped out at 140. Our price range last week was 136 to 140. Overall, that's about $4 higher compared to a week ago. Up north, we saw a big jump in cash prices. They topped out at 150 on a live basis. Dressed prices as high as 235. Both of those prices $5 to $7 higher compared to the previous week. Boxed beef was mixed on Friday. Choice was down $1.11, $266.05. Select up $1.89 at $247.27. Let's check the feed markets real quick. Corn market lower on Friday. July corn down 3¾, $784.50. September corn down 4, $737.75. December corn down 4 cents at $7.31 a bushel. Soybean meal was higher Friday. July meal up 8.40 at $438.10 a ton. August soybean meal up 6.70 at $422.50 a ton. Now let's check the auction barns. We'll first head up to Dalhart. Cattleman's Livestock Auction selling 1,459 head last week. Steer calves under 600 pounds sold firm to $2 higher. Heifers under 500 pounds were firm. Slaughtered cows and bulls sold $2 higher. Medium and large frame number one feeder steers weighing 400 to 500 pounds ranged from $1.94 to $2.15 a pound. A few 5-weight steers averaged $1.96. 6 to 7-weight steers brought $1.67 to $1.77. 7 to 800 pounders $1.60 to $1.64. And the 8-weight cattle brought $1.52.50. Tulia Livestock Auction down in Tulia sold 908 head last week. Feeder steers and heifers steady on a limited test. 3 to 4 weight steers averaged $2.29 a pound. 4 to 5 weight steers averaged $2.03. 5 to 6 weight steers averaged $1.80 a pound, with 7 to 8 weight steers averaging $1.63 last week in Tulia. We've seen a lot of volatility in the cattle futures market over the last couple of weeks. Several days of triple-digit gains or triple-digit losses. So what's behind all of this volatility in cattle futures here lately? We pose that question to Donna Hughes. She's a senior risk management consultant with StoneX down in Abilene.
You know, I think with the livestock, as with most of the commodities in general, we're feeling the effects of what's going on with the economic side of things. And in addition to that, demand and, how people are feeling about things going forward. And, as far as the physical side of it, I mean, we've seen cash trend higher as of late. We're looking at weights on live to be, lessening due to heat stress. And of course, recently, there's been talk of some cattle that have been lost up at Kansas feedlots due to heat. And so, when we have any of these things come into the market, it tends to affect the movement of the futures contracts and, moves in other commodities outside markets and grains, of course, is going to, affect livestock markets as well.
Well, Donna, we've seen new highs made for the year in cash-fed cattle this week, as high as 150 up north. We're at 140 here in Texas. But still, this futures market seems to be lagging quite a bit behind, about $10 or so behind that 150 level. Why is the futures market so slow to catch up with the current cash trade, especially on that nearby June contract?
You know, I think with futures, I mean, there's times where we see, a big differential between futures and cash. And, with the cash markets trending higher the way that they have, I mean, we can, take that back to, the Packers. Packers have good profit margins right now. And with the way slaughter capacity is going, I mean, we're seeing, we're seeing slaughter levels increase, and there's been some good demand out there. And I think that's, that's why we have a rise in the cash as far as to the north. Sometimes the traders are just not as excited to get on board when we have moves up like we have over the past few days. And, generally we do come together, closer than what we see right now. And we'll just have to see how those things work out over time.
That's Donna Hughes. She's a senior risk management consultant with StoneX down in Abilene, Texas. That's a look at the cattle markets for the Texas Farm Bureau Radio Network. I'm Kerry Martin on 710 AM and 97.5 FM, KGNC.